Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 18 regarding Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Field, F-I-E-L-D. Louise Johnson Field is a 70-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3/13/20. Apparently she tripped while stepping onto the sidewalk. Apparently she slipped and fell onto her knees and landed on her back. But as a result, she believes she injured her left knee and mid and lower back with radiation to the right leg. Apparently she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently she had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently she did undergo lumbar facet and epidural injections but continues to have pain in the mid and lower back radiating to the right leg. Apparently she has completed a course of active treatment. Apparently paragraph, per her claim petition, Ms. Johnson Field alleges on 3/13/20 she slipped and fell on the wet ground going to the building from the parking lot, injuring her lower back. Prior treatment records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 2/4/20, before the subject event. Prior she related having low back pain at this reevaluation. Period. MRI revealed disc bulging and facet hypertrophy, resulting in mild central stenosis at L2-3, L3-4, and L4-5. Apparently, she also had a degree of foraminal stenosis at those levels. Apparently, she had been seen by Dr. Josephson, who tentatively scheduled her for an injection to her back on 3/8/20. Period. She saw Dr. Lipschultz again on 2/25/20. Period. They discussed various treatment options. Period. On 3/25/20, he wrote her medical history was unchanged from 6/17/20. Appears she did undergo bilateral facet injections by Dr. Josephson on 2/22/21. That did not help her at all. Period. She had diffuse discogenic changes with multi-level bulging resulting in some stenosis. Period. And put this in underlined. Some of these visits probably are from 2021 as opposed to 2020. Period. On 6/18/20, she told to Dr. Lipschultz she had low back and left knee pain. Period. She tripped over a curb on 3/15/20, fell and struck the anterior aspect of her left knee. Period. She then fell backwards, injuring her back. Period. She was seen the same day of injury and subsequently treated for her back and knee. Period. She was currently doing physical therapy through Novocare with improvement in her knee symptoms, but her low back remains symptomatic. Period. And actually put this in bold. Based upon this note, it appears she was in fact treating with Dr. Lipschultz before the subject event. Apparently he wrote, low back x-rays from 3/16/20 revealed mild degenerative changes. Period. Clinically, she had resolving left knee contusion and lumbosacral sprain. Apparently she does have resolved radicular symptoms. Period. He made medication adjustments and cleared her for working restricted duty. Period. He monitored her progress over the next few months, during which time she remained symptomatic. Period. On 8/31/20, she expressed how she was unsure if she would be able to return back to hospice nursing as it is a very physical job. Period. He continued her on medium duty status. Period. On 9/21/20, she expressed being 75% better. 65% better, although at the previous visit, this was 75%. Period. He wanted her to continue with physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. She underwent an MRI on 11/4/20 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed these results with her on 11/9/20. Period. He did not see indication for additional therapy at that time. Period. He did suggest pain management. Period. She then came into the pain management care of Dr. Pulser on 4/27/21. Scratch that. On 1/22/21, came under the care of Dr. Josephson. Period. She continued to see him through 3/26/21. Period. They discussed injection therapy and may have pursued it. Period. She then was seen by Dr. Pulser on 4/27/21. Period. She was currently taking meloxicam. That was somewhat helpful. Period. She took Lyrica, but it caused constipation. Period. She denies any back history prior to this work-related injury. Period. His recommendation was lumbar epidural steroid injection. She already had facet injection. That did not help her leg pain, but did help her back pain. Period. She saw Dr. Pulser through 6/29/21. Period. She still had low back pain. Period. Her migraines have eased up, but she was unsure about getting another injection. Period. Overall, the lumbar epidural steroid injection was helpful. Period. He loosened her restrictions, but she may need a functional capacity evaluation. Period. She reached maximum medical improvement status from a pain management standpoint. Period. Ongoing care with Dr. Lipschultz was rendered through 6/29/21. Period. Once again, she was at maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care as needed. Period. She explained how the previous day she spoke to Dr. Pulser about an additional epidural injection that she declined. Period. She remained neurologically intact. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was swelling of the left greater than right knees, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Motion of both hips was full, but right internal rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was otherwise full, without tenderness or crepitus. Period. Manuessel testing was 5/5 bilaterally, but resisted left hamstring strength elicited low back tenderness. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres, but right side bending elicited tenderness. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 3/13/20, Louise Johnson Fields reportedly tripped and fell outside of her workplace. Period. She came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz even before this event. Period. On 2/4/20, he referenced a lumbar MRI that had already been performed. Period. She had also seen a pain specialist named Dr. Josephson and anticipated injections. Period. On the visit of 3/25/20, she did not convey any injuries such as that which allegedly occurred on 3/13/20. Period. However, on 6/18/20, she did provide such a history. Period. Put this in bold. This inconsistency suggests an attempt at acquiring secondary gain. Period. Dr. Lipschultz rendered appropriate conservative care. Period. She had an updated MRI on 11/4/20 to be inserted. Period. She accepted various injections from Dr. Josephson and Dr. Pulser. Period. Eventually, they and Dr. Lipschultz discharged her at maximum medical improvement. Period. Paragraph. The current examination of Ms. Johnson Fields found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar cervical spine. Period. Sitting in supine straight leg raise, maneuvers also failed to correlate with one another. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had non-physiologic complaints of low back tenderness with resistant left hamstring strength as well as right hip internal rotation. Period. There was swelling of the left greater than right knees, suggestive of underlying osteoarthritis. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. If indeed Ms. Johnson Field was injured on 3/13/20, this resulted in soft tissue injuries at a maximum. Period. They appear to have been superimposed upon prior low back issues that were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. End.